May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Luke chapter 9, verse 28. And some 8 days after these sayings, it came about that he took along Peter and John and James and went up to the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face became different, and his clothing became white and gleaming. And behold, two men were talking with him, and they were Moses and Elijah, who, appearing in glory, were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions had been overcome with sleep, but when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. And it came about as these were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And not realizing what he was saying. And while he was saying this, a cloud formed and began to overshadow them. And they were afraid as they entered the cloud. It says that when they woke up, they saw the glory of Christ. Now we know this is the story of the transfiguration, and Jesus was transfigured. Peter and James and John weren't transfigured, but they did enter into the cloud of his glory that emanated from his presence. And we've said this before, what we wear is what we transmit. What we're conscious of is what we transmit. So they didn't get transfigured, but they did get entered into this cloud of glory. That was just sort of a preamble of this short word. This is from Colossians. Really familiar. It's been such a significant set of scripture for me. I think it's one of the most important few scriptures in all the Bible that speak about our identity, speak about the environment that we're called to walk in, experience the truth about who we are. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Since then, you have been raised up with Christ. Keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind and your emotions on the things above and not on the things of the earth. In these two passages, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. I get to participate in his relationship with God because of my union with him. Now, in Christ, who is your life, not just your helper, not just your healer, not just your Lord, but your life, is revealed, manifested. Then you will be manifested with him in glory. There's so much stuff there, and we don't want to go over that. We've talked about that a lot in the last few years. But I want to focus on that last little bit that he says. He says, now when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, the real you, who's in union with Christ, will be revealed with him in glory. You and I were created to live in the environment of the glory of the Lord. It's not meant to just be a mountaintop experience, the result of some earth-shattering charismatic experience or because you went to some conference somewhere. It's actually meant to be the environment that you live in, the environment that you wear and that you're conscious of. I think sometimes what we've done is we've dummied down our expectations of the Christian life so that we won't feel like we've done something wrong or we're missing something, or because we have a tendency to feel guilty anytime our experience doesn't line up with some spiritual hero that we may have or somebody giving their testimony. And because often we've also become cynical because we believe that we hoped for too much and it's not worked out that way, and so we don't want to raise our expectations and be disappointed more. The truth is that in Christ, you're always hoping for too little. You see, they weren't transfigured, but they did enter into the cloud of his glory. And all of you know, the glory is nothing complicated. It's just the emanated, manifest, revealed presence and nature of God. And because I'm in Christ, John 15 is so clear, because I'm in Christ, Christ is in me, union. It says here, now you have died, the person that you used to be, the independent, fallen, condemned self died. You're a new person. You're a new self. Christ is all and he's in all. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. For you have died. So he says, since then you've been seated, raised up with Christ. Seek those things above, set your mind on things above. For you have died, and your life, while on earth, yet seated in heavenly places in Christ, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, as we abide in him and allow him to live his life through us, then we are revealed. Our true identity as people who are called to steward and manifest his life. As he is revealed, we're revealed with him in glory. That we really can have the expectation that normal Christianity is living in a conscious realm of his glory. Doesn't mean that the hair is standing on the back of your head all the time. We're not making idols out of experiences. But we don't have to live in depression or fear, or anxiety. We actually can live in a conscious experience of the glory of God as our normal, average, run-of-the-mill Christian life. Jesus said, I came that you might have a pretty good life occasionally when things aren't really going bad. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't say, I'm tossing down from heaven life and life more abundant. His presence, I came that you might have life and life more abundant. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Peace that passes understanding. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control as a way of life, not just an occasional experience. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now in Christ, who is your life, is manifested. Then you get to participate in the manifestation of his glory. You live in that cloud. And it's not, again, the super deluxe model for a select few who write biographies about their experiences on foreign mission fields. It's for the Christian who's a banker, a school teacher. Who works at the post office, who mechanic. It's just normal Christianity. It's just participating in the life that Jesus lives. Do you believe that Jesus lives in the realm of glory? Did he when he walked on the earth? Are you in Christ? Yes. You're seated in heavenly places. Is glory the atmosphere of heaven? Yes. Well, you're there. You don't have to wait to go there one day. You're there, though planted on this earth. We need to raise our expectations, not settle for less, when he paid for us to experience so much more. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.